Welcome to Coco Funny Moment. This is your friend Jennifer. Jennifer 今天和大家分享的笑话题为 Fresh Richer 新贵。A fresh richer is purchasing coffin in the store for his desk. A person asks him, "Which one is better?" He says, "Of course, the zinc field is more durable, but the wooden is helpful to the health." 好了，接下来我们看一下其中的重点词组。第一个 fresh， fresh 有三个词性，形容词指新鲜的、淡水的、新的、无经验的。那么副词呢，指的是刚、新鲜的。名词呢，指的是开始、新生、泛滥或者淡水流。举几个例子，第一个指的是刚卖完、刚用完 ，fresh out of， fresh out of。第二个，新鲜咖啡的香味。The aroma of fresh coffee. The aroma of fresh coffee. 第三个例子，这间屋子很需要重新粉刷一次。The room was sorely in need of a fresh coat of paint. The room was sorely in need of fresh coat of paint. 最后一个例子，这老年人看上去像年轻人一样生气勃勃。The old man looks as fresh as a young man. The old man looks as fresh as a young man.第二个重点单词 purchase， purchase 可以作为动词也可以做名词，那么都是购买的意思，购买换取，或者说名词可以作为购买的物品。它的常见搭配有让某人自谋生路， leave somebody to his purchase， leave somebody to his purchase， 自谋生计，自找活路，或靠偷窃或诈骗为生， live on one's purchase， live on one's purchase，生命危在旦夕 ，not worth an hour's purchase. Not worth an hour's purchase. 那么赊购是 account purchase. Account purchase. 综合采购或一篮子采购 ，basket purchase. Basket purchase. 黑市采购 ，black market purchase. Black market purchase. 那么大量大批采购是 bulk purchase.Bulk purchase, 共同购买 cooperative purchase, cooperative purchase, 现购或者现金购买 cash purchase, cash purchase, 预购是 forward purchase, forward purchase. 最后一个需要注意的重点词组是 in store for, 储藏备用。举两个例子，更好的日子在等着你。There are better days in store for you.There are better days in store for you. 第二个，我们必须储藏一部分明年用。We must keep some of these in store for next year. We must keep some of these in store for next year. Okay, my dear friends, that's the joke about the fresh richer. Don't be stupid as him. Okay, this is Jennifer, and I'm in Cook Funny Moment. See you next time.